gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Monday, April 29th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. We are absolutely having a fantastic show today. Greatly appreciate you guys texting in. One of the things you have to understand, politics is a game. There's strategy. There's absolute laws that come into play. There are election laws. There's natural laws. God-given laws of how campaigns are to be run and how you get results. You have to put the work in. You have to put the effort in. You have to get name recognition. You put up signs. You knock on doors. You talk to people. You pass out business cards explaining to people what your platforms are. You tell them what you're going to do when you get elected in a short, concise message that can be delivered at a door within 44 seconds. That's all you get. And when you deliver the message and the people agree with the message and say, I will support you, I will vote for you, I'll let you put up a yard sign. You put up a yard sign, the neighbors see the yard sign. The neighbor asks those neighbors, why'd you put the yard sign up for that person? Because this is what they're going to do. Wow, that sounds really great. I'm going to vote for them too. You have to raise money to buy the signs. You have to raise money to buy the cards. You have to be organized. You have to know who to knock on because it's a Republican primary. You talk to Republicans. If you're running for a Democrat seat as a Democrat, you knock on Democrat doors. You win the nomination. One of our U.S. Senate candidates dropped out on Friday. I did not even know about it because I had my phone turned off. Being the moderator of the Crawford County event and kind of helping Dan and all the speakers facilitate keeping things moving, keeping it lively, keeping the music going. Everybody hopefully had a great time. Well, guess what? I didn't get the MERS news service alert on my phone. Peter Meyer dropped out. He had pulled 5,000 of Justin Amash's signatures, 5,000 of Mike Rogers' signatures, and felt that both of them, based on his independent audit, if you will, of their signatures, had valid signatures and will be on the ballot August 6th, Meyer represented the same congressional district that Justin Amash represented. Justin Amash's signatures appeared to be good. Meyer felt one of them, either him or Amash, had to be the person running against Rogers and Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. And Sandy Pensler, who I'm still waiting to hear from to come on the show. Well, guess what? Meyer said, that's it. I see no pathway to victory. I'm relying on the same voters that Justin Amash is relying on, so I'm dropping out. Folks, we only have four candidates for U.S. Senate. Originally started off with 14. We're down to four. Amash, Rogers, Pensler, and one woman, Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. Well, on the Democrat side, Elisa Slotkin has two men running against her on the Democrat primary. That protects the entire state of Michigan. What do I mean by protecting? The Democrats are going to have to stay home on their side of the ballot and vote for Elisa Slotkin if they want her to win. Well, not so fast, ladies and gentlemen. Got a little story about little Elisa Slotkin. And why? Because of Michigan's new campaign finance disclosure rules. We'll talk about it. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
Presque Isle Electric and Gas Co-op has powered Northeast Michigan for more than 85 years. Now we're connecting it to the rest of the world through our new fiber network. Get ready for the PIE&G Connect broadband difference. The fastest speeds in Northeast Michigan, unlimited access, and exceptional reliability. Packages start at $54.95 per month with autopay. There's internet, and then there's PIE&G Connect. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three. In conversing with Scott Kerr, Steve's eldest son, I believe he's the oldest. Let's get to this here, make sure I got the right one. Yes, Steve's oldest son, Scott. Thank you, Scott. He just confirmed that arrangements have been made for Steve Kerr's funeral. We just spoke with the Zion Church in Petoskey. Dad's funeral will be May 13th. Visitations will be at 10 a.m. The service will be at 11. Then they're going to hold a luncheon to follow. It will be put on by the ladies of the congregation of the church. So I'm going to have to reach out to Izzy Lyman to see if she was planning on going to Steve's funeral. Let me make sure I look at this. That would be 2 weeks from today, Monday the 13th. So I'm definitely going to be there. I'll have to figure something out. I'll reach out to Izzy today and find out if she was planning on going. I'm not sure if she knows Steve or knew Steve. And so I'll have to talk with her and work things out. Worst case scenario, if I can't, if Izzy plans on going as well, then I'll probably just do a repeat show. Maybe Friday will air on Monday. I apologize for that if that's the case. But Izzy's the only one at this point. You know what? Maybe I'll reach out to Ian Murphy of the Iron Pig Smokehouse. Would you guys enjoy Ian subbing in for me so I can go to Steve's funeral? If you would be okay with Ian Murphy, if I reached out and trained him and taught him how to do the show for him to sub for me, because I don't think he knew Steve. Text me a Y for yes or R for repeat. Yes for Ian Murphy to guest host 2 weeks from today, the 13th, or R for a repeat. That just came to me. Thank you, God. Appreciate it. Because one of the things that we have to do is continue to get information out. Now, this came to me on my phone, actually Sunday morning, before Vicky and I went and watched that movie, Unsung Hero. You got to absolutely go see that movie. I'm going to play parts of the interview discussion from Mike Huckabee's show here at the bottom of the hour. But it's a great movie. Bring Kleenex, and you got to go see it. It has four thumbs up from me and Vicky. We don't do two thumbs up. We do four thumbs up because we go to the movies together. It's four thumbs, right? I have two. You have two. Two plus two is four. Okay. Yeah. I didn't misspeak. Vicky's always got her eye at me when it comes to numbers and things I'm saying on the radio. Thank you, Bubba. You're welcome, Bubba. Alisa Slotkin. Oh, this is a good one, people. You're going to love this. Well, I talked about the story. Scott from Livingston County and others sent it to me. I already knew about it, but it was kind of interesting because of the new, brand new campaign finance law that requires you to provide a disclosure of all your assets and incomes, corporations, businesses, retirement accounts, investment accounts, money in the bank, how much money you make, how much your wife makes, or your husband if you're a woman running for office. And guess what? Governor Gretchen Whitmer and their attorneys created an LLC and transferred all of their assets and all of their income to this LLC. Therefore, the LLC is not required to file the disclosure information. Only the individuals are. She found a loophole. She's an attorney. She signed the law that the Democrats passed with a few Rhino Republicans to be able to implement Proposal 1. That was passed on our ballot in 22 for this election, starting in April of this year, candidates running and elected officials must file financial disclosure statements. Well, guess what? U.S. Senate candidate frontrunner, the anointed one, Alisa Slotkin, she lied when she said she was a small business owner. In running for Congress, Elisa Slotkin said that she was a small business owner. This comes from Fox News National, folks, in politics. Dem Senate candidate Elisa Slotkin's small consulting business was never activated. In a congressional campaign ad, May of 2018, promoting herself to earn a congressional elected seat, she described herself as a small business owner. This is put out by Julia Johnson from Fox News. It came out late Friday. A Democrat U.S. Congresswoman who is now running for U.S. Senate in the battleground state of Michigan is facing scrutiny over a limited liability company she started in 2017, just weeks prior to announcing her congressional bid. Congresswoman Elisa Slotkin established the LLC called Pinpoint Consulting just weeks before announcing in 2017 her run for Congress to unseat an incumbent Republican. According to the Michigan Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs, the business was listed as not in good standing as of 2020. The last annual report for the said LLC business was filed in 2019. How do we know this? She was required to file a personal financial disclosure statement that Governor Gretchen Whitmer took advantage of to hide her personal wealth. Elisa Slotkin attempted to do the same thing. There's only one problem. Vicki, how much is the filing fee for our LLCs per year with the state of Michigan? $25? Yeah, to renew your license in good standing. To keep the LLC active, $25. Elisa Slotkin didn't bother to do it in 2020, 2021, 2022, 2023, and yet as of 2024, this story as of Friday. Elisa Slotkin has never owned a private business. She is not a small business owner. She is a liar. In an ad launched by N Citizens United advocating for Slotkin in May of 2018, the organization claimed she was a small business owner in Holly. In a financial disclosure report filed with the House clerk in August of 2023, last year, Slotkin still listed her as being the founder and CEO of Pinpoint Consulting. However, a comment in the document also stated, quote, the business has been inactive since 2017 and generates no income or revenue. See, you had to list any business interests you have and how much money you make from those businesses as a result of the new Proposal 1 term limit extensions law, constitutional change. But as a carrot, they dangled financial disclosure information about candidates running and current elected officials. Slotkin's campaign did not say whether she ever had any clients, ever made any money, or any employees. The Congresswoman's various disclosures didn't reveal any income coming from her firm at any time. So basically, she created the LLC so that she could call herself a small business owner. Unlike Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, the Republican candidate running to go against Slotkin, who is a real small business owner, she's owned her own medical practice for over 25 years. These people lie to be able to get credit for something they haven't done. Being a small business owner is a horrific task, folks. You have to be a different individual to be a business owner as opposed to an employee working for a company. The only paycheck I have ever signed in my life as an employee, actually, there was two. Dodge truck, before I went to Michigan State. And when I came back from trucking and took a summer job to lose weight and get a suntan and get back in shape was when I was the maintenance man for Ed O'Keefe at Chateau Grand Traverse Winery in Traverse City. Yes. Old Point Mission Peninsula. That is the only two times in my life I've ever signed a check on the back. I've always signed them on the front. One thing you have to understand, she flat out did this to deceive the public for her congressional race back in 2018. She's now claiming that she's still a small business owner, even though it's been inactive since 2020, never generated any revenue, never created any business, any commerce, never even had an employee. She is still a small business owner. I got a very simple question for you. How could anybody ever vote for a liar who deceived the public about being a small business owner? Just to make herself look good to other small business owners, entrepreneurs, people who do this for their livelihood. She's a flat-out liar. In a statement to Fox News Digital, a spokesperson for the Congresswoman said, Representative Slotkin set up a consulting firm after leaving the Department of Defense. When she was considering a number of different job opportunities, she ultimately decided to run for Congress. Right. Yeah. Slotkin served as an acting assistant secretary of defense until 2017. I question that. I was told she was an advisor to the defense secretary, was not the acting assistant. I got to check this because I don't believe this story in any way, shape, or form. Even though it's Fox News, I'm still not buying it. This was per her official biography. Oh, well, because it's her official biography, we have to believe that. Yeah, right. Even though the LLC was established in the state of Michigan on June 21st, 2017, by July 10th, she had already announced her campaign for Congress. Oh, wait a minute. So it took her, what, 9 days in June, 10 days in July. So it took her 19 days to decide that the business she just started, she wasn't going to do anything with it. Then why'd she keep it on her resume when she ran against Mike Bishop, the then congressman from Michigan? This woman is an absolute fraud. Her campaign further pointed to comments made in May of 2018. I look forward for my next step after being in government for 14 years, and I was asked to do some work on an Iraq-related matter. Oh, that's why she started Pinpoint Consulting. I got it, because she was going to be a consultant to the Department of Defense. But then 19 days later, she's running for Congress. Right, Elisa? Yeah, yeah, we got it. Amazing story, Fox News. Check it out Friday, 4:30. Bottom of the hour news. We'll be right back. Michigan.